Hello and welcome to the Wallops and Assateague Islands Report. I'm Robin and I've got on the line Keith Kohler. He's a public relations specialist with NASA at Wallops Island. Hey, Keith.
Hello.
How are you today?
Pretty good. I think everybody's just taking a breath. It's been a busy few weeks here.
Yes, it has, Keith. I want to start off by congratulating you on the just perfect launch of the Antares rocket on Wednesday. It was just absolutely spectacular.
Yeah. It delivered the Cygnus cargo carrier to space, and everything is checked out fine. And right now, they're scheduled to dock with the International Space Station early Sunday morning. So we're real excited that it was a successful mission.
Now, Keith, this mission is still considered a test mission, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, basically the idea of this mission is for Orbital Sciences and NASA also to check out the Cygnus carrier. So it's going through, since the launch, it's going through several different tests that it has to go through to show that they can control the spacecraft as it nears the space station. So it is only carrying a partial payload, but it does have about 1,300 pounds of supplies, food, and clothing, and personal items that are going up from the family. So, so all that's going up, and then if they have a successful flight, this is the last one in this program that they need to do to show that they can carry supplies, and possibly in December they may do another flight with a full load.
Now, in this, I actually went to the press conference right after the launch over there at the NASA Visitor Center.
Yes.
It was fantastic, by the way. And I learned there that that this mission, since it is a test mission, that you're kind of chasing the International Space Station.
Yeah, they're still chasing it because we basically, I think they said the space station was probably on the other side of the world at the time when we launched. And so, each day they get a little bit closer. And if you watch NASA TV, they give updates on the status of the spacecraft and where it's at and its approach to the space station. So you can kind of follow along there if you want to on where things are going.
It's just wonderful. I mean, I tell you, the day was gorgeous for it. And I was really surprised. I did go to the first test. What was that, in the summer?
It was in April.
That was in April. My gosh, time goes, goes by so fast. Time.
Yeah.
And what amazed me with this type of rocket, with the liquid fuel, is versus the Minotaur that is the solid fuel, is that it was so slow in rising up. And then this one, though, Keith, I was just like on the edge of my seat because it's a long show. It really took time before it kind of went into space.
Yeah, it's a for folks to be able to see the Antares. I mean, it's a great rocket to be able to watch. I think it's like you said, it's very slow since it's liquid fuel moving off the pad, but once it gets going, it gets going. But it's nothing like the solid fuel rockets such as the Minotaur 1s or 5s that we've launched out of here. And so, if you get a chance to bring folks in to see a launch, the Antares is a great vehicle to go watch.
And again, it's, you get a good show. It's not so fast. You get to actually watch it.
Right. We had a lot of people down here, to even though it was the middle of the week with school and work, we had a lot of folks here and also on Assateague Beach, in the back roads here to watch it. I actually talked to one lady and her daughter from Salem, North Carolina, and they just decided that they needed to come see a launch. So right after school was over, they hopped in the car and headed to Wallops. So
fantastic.
So hopefully they weren't disappointed.
I was down there on Chincoteague, and I don't know one person that was disappointed. It was just, just congratulations.
Thank you.
And, it's the second one that you've had this month. Let's talk about the Laddie for a second.
Sure.
That is on its way to the moon, or is it?
That's on its way to the moon, yeah. The Lunar Atmosphere Dust Environment Explorer, NASA's spacecraft, is headed for the moon. and it is launched on September 10th on a U.S. Air Force Minotaur 5 rocket. And, you know, that put on a real good show, too. I mean, we had huge crowds. We estimate about 13,000 people came into the area to watch the launch. And so you could see it from all over. There were some great shots from a photographer I know in New York that took some shots that are on the web and elsewhere. So it just really put on a good show for folks. But, yeah, it's headed towards the moon, and everything has been checking out just fine. And so hopefully we'll get there in about 30 days after launch, or 20 days, somewhere around there. And it will start checking out the systems and then start a 100-day science period where we'll do some investigation of the atmosphere that surrounds the moon.
Oh, that's just terrific. How does it feel to have two vehicles up there right now?
That's kind of cool. I mean, it's a lot of hard work from the folks here at Wallops and also of our partners with Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport and just Orbital Sciences and Ames Research Center, which built and designed the Laddie spacecraft. And so, it's just great to be able to work with all these different groups and be able to accomplish this in a very short time frame. And so we get a couple weeks breather, and we'll soon get ready for our next launch. Right now, it's looking early November. We have a Minotaur 1 for the Department of Defense. So, things aren't stopping.
They are. That's fantastic, Keith. And thank you for hopping on the air with us today. And you will definitely be keeping us updated.
That sounds good. Good talk to you.
Good. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. And that concludes today's Wallops and Assateague Islands Report. Have a good day.